The Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have Tuesday upon us. Hello. Welcome to conversation about important issues of the day. One of the things that people are really, really, really interested in is this teenager who stowed away in the wheel well of a plane that was bound for Hawaii. Experts are questioning the veracity of this 15-year-old boy's story after he said that he stowed away in this wheel well of the plane and survived the five-hour flight from California to Hawaii. Somebody surviving at 35,000 feet for 5 hours with no supplemental oxygen supply? I don't believe it, said aviation consultant John Nance. People can remain conscious at 32 to 35,000 feet for only a few seconds and would most likely be brain dead within 5 minutes. Without some sort of protective suit, it wouldn't be possible to withstand the 50-degree below zero temperatures, the strong winds blowing through the wheel well, all that sort of thing. There are comments upon comments upon comments here. Dr. Richard Besser from ABC, the chief health and medical correspondent, said, at high altitudes, your body succumbs to hypoxia, doesn't get the oxygen it needs to survive. Most people would pass out and die within a couple of minutes. The other thing that would happen is hypothermia. At a height of 35,000 feet, you would freeze to death in minutes. But despite all that, the Federal Aviation Administration said that there is a way the boy could have survived. The lack of oxygen and extreme cold might preserve the nervous system, slow the body down to a state of suspended animation, similar to the way animals hibernate in the winter, or, theoretically, how space travel would take place. We see this with hibernating animals when their breathing and their heartbeat slows down to a couple of times per minute. Possible if your body slows down enough, it doesn't need as much oxygen and you can survive. The FAA says there are two cases in the past where stowaways have endured similar high altitude flights. Chances of survival in a wheel well situation, a stowaway there on a commercial aircraft, are about 24%, according to the Civil Aerospace Medical Institute. He had another arm. You didn't even know that arm existed in the federal government, right? There are more arms to our federal government than you could shake a stick at. Anyway, this 15-year-old boy from Santa Clara, California, ran away from home on Sunday, went to the San Jose airport where he hopped the fence, and he got into the wheel well of this Hawaiian Airlines flight. It was flight 45. They have flights from all over the West Coast over to Hawaii, San Jose, San Francisco, Oakland, San Diego, Los Angeles, Portland, Seattle. Anyway, the boy said he remained in the unpressurized wheel well for the entire five-hour flight. When the flight landed at Maui Airport around 10:30 in the morning, local time Sunday, the boy reportedly said he passed out, didn't come to until about an hour later. So that was about 11:30. He was spotted by ground crews at the airport walking around the tarmac in a daze. He was taken into custody, was checked out by a doctor who declared he had no injuries. It's miraculous. Maybe there's more to the story. And I guess that probably in the matter of next couple of days, more will come out. Speaking of travel and amazing stories, Dr. Edgar Mitchell has several amazing stories for us. In just a matter of moments, you may remember him as the, I think he was the fourth or sixth astronaut to land on the moon and to walk on the moon. He'll tell us that. Dr. Edgar Mitchell's story updated next here on Good Day.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream, Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, travel, excitement, going places that other people haven't gone, the story of our astronauts. I've been very fortunate to have gotten pretty close to some of the members of this unique club, if that's what you want to call it. I early on took an interest in what's going on with our space program, was fortunate enough to be connected with some of the early people that put this all together, that made it happen, the geniuses that create the machines, the men and women who were starchy enough to be able to go through the program and succeed, many of them picked by Jay Honeycutt, who has become over the years a great personal friend. Dr. Edgar Mitchell is with us right now, pilot on the historic 1971 Apollo 14 mission, sixth man to ever walk on the moon. I am sad to say that you and I actually have not ever met. Jay has introduced me to lots of the people who are instrumental, and I'm betting you've probably got a pretty good Jay Honeycutt story, do you?
Well, I don't have it off the top of my head, but I know Jay. I've run into him in the past, but we haven't been close to him in recent years.
Well, that whole thing is falling apart. What do you think about the way the space program has been handled, Dr. Mitchell? The way it's been, in my mind, as a big fan of it and proponent of what it has done for America, our finest moments, I think, in my lifetime and probably yours. Certainly, I don't want to speak for you, but I'm guessing that when you get off the spaceship and you walk around the moon, that's got to be the highlight of somebody's life, is it not?
Of course. Well, it's certainly very important in mind. But with your analogy, let me use the analogy of when we had the Wright brothers flew the first airplane at the beginning of the 20th century. 20 years later, we had a private airline industry. And that's kind of what's happening here. We've got entrepreneurs, Robin Branson and Elon Musk and Bob Bigelow in the private sector trying to do in space. That's something that would be get more economics into it. Anyhow, we will indeed must go off our planet in due course. We are right now on not a sustainable path. We're overpopulating, we're overconsuming, and we've got to learn how to handle that because we're, let's say, eating ourselves out of house and home here.
Yeah. Do you think people take you seriously? I've heard this, and I'm a proponent of it as well, Dr. Mitchell. If you're just joining us, Dr. Edgar Mitchell, Apollo astronaut, involved in the space program for a long time, has written a book called Earthrise, My Adventures as an Apollo 14 Astronaut. A lot of people don't take seriously what you have just said, even though I do. We are ruining the planet just because we have too many people here. So what do you think is the next step? What comes out of the plans and the original exploration that you were involved
in? We have to come to terms with the fact that our population has exploded since the beginning of the 19th century, where there was just approximately 2 billion people on the planet, to here in the 21st century, where 7 billion people and heading for 9 by the middle of the century. And our consumption, we're destroying all the forests, or tending to destroy all the forests, and many of the habitats for other animals. And we cannot sustain this way without correcting it in some way. And people are going to have to wake up and discover that that's the problem, that we're not going to be here if we don't do it.
You know, I have expounded on this a lot, and people think I'm crazy. I don't believe that the population, the human population of the Earth, was something that originated here. I believe that we came from other planets. These planets had the same problem we're having now, and they had to get off the planets and go somewhere else. So some people from other planets came here.
That's a possibility.
Yeah. So now we have to do the same thing. I wonder also, there are a lot of people who are in the space program that were asked not to talk much about what goes on in Roswell, because there's, not always, but those of us who have been to Roswell, I used to be on KUFO, Roswell, radio station there. What do you know as a scientist and an explorer about that whole part of our quasi-space history?
Well, I grew up there in the Roswell area.
Did you?
My people were ranchers and farmers in that area and farmers in the dealership, so I grew up in Roswell. And when the Roswell, so-called Roswell crash took place, on one day it was announced, the next day it was denied by the military, said, no, it was a weather balloon. And I was on my way off to college, so I didn't think about it or worry about it anymore until I came back from the moon, and I was invited to come out and lecture in the Roswell area and talk about my experience, which I did. Mm-hmm. But then quite a number of people whose parents were involved in the Roswell incident. For example, the undertaker who provided coffins for the deceased bodies, and a sheriff, the son of a sheriff's deputy who had been out around policing traffic around that crash site. And suddenly I took a new interest in it because these people were telling me it's all true.
Yep.
And
that's your
denial.
And ultimately, you became friends, I believe, with another friend of mine, Uri Geller. Always speaks wonderfully highly of you, and that came about as a result of this too, didn't it? Some of the connected
people. Well, yeah, I came back to the moon. I was introduced to Uri Geller and helped bring him over from Israel.
Right.
And then with Hal Putoff and Russ Targ and some of the guys out at Stanford Research Institute, SRI.
Do you mind sticking around? Do you have a few minutes more? We have to break for a couple of minutes, but I'd love to have you with me for a couple more minutes if you don't mind.
Okay, I'll try to smoke.
Hold on. Dr. Edgar Mitchell with us here on Good Day.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, HBExtract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at HBExtract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or HBExtract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's 23 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, having a conversation with Dr. Edgar Mitchell, who's written a book called Earthrise, My Adventures as an Apollo 14 Astronaut. He recalls his spectacular trip to the moon, his experiences that got him there, and how his venture to space changed his life when he got back. We were just hearing from him. I didn't hear this story before. Dr. Mitchell, I told you that Uri Geller and I were great friends, and so I decided to invite Uri to come on and have a chat with you. Uri, we were just talking about how you and Dr. Mitchell met and how he helped you when you were in Israel, and I thought that would be a good place for us to pick up the conversation. So I'm very interested in hearing the two of you as friends talk about that experiences and maybe a few others as time allows.
Well, we haven't talked in a long time, but hi, Uri.
Hey, hi, Ed. It's fantastic to hear your voice again, and everyone who is listening to us right now, I urge you to get Ed Mitchell's book, Earthwise. It's an amazing, amazing, riveting, mesmerizing book. So just go to Amazon and get it. I think you will find it fascinating. Right, Ed?
Well, let's hope so. I have to give the credit for the writing note to my co-author, Ellen Mahoney. I kept it, made sure it was accurate and everything. She put all the nice words in it and made it very, very readable.
And, yeah, you see, most books, Doug, by astronauts, in a way talk about the kind of the down-to-earth, venture they had in the journey. But Ed, if I may say this, has such an extraordinary spiritual outlook on things. And there is a different and a deeper dimension to everything and anything Ed writes. And so, whether it's you were helped by another writer, your ideas and your story and the true journey that you went through is probably in this book. This is why I'd like everyone to read it.
All right, I want to hear the story about the two of you, though.
Well, it all started by me getting a letter from a doctor called Andrea Puharich, who tried to influence me to leave Israel. At that time, Doug, I was working, obviously, first my show business career, but I was also working for the Mossad. And in order to kind of convince me to leave Israel for America, Ed Mitchell, Ed sent me a picture, a signed picture of him walking on the moon, and that totally freaked me out. I couldn't believe that an astronaut took the time to write me and sign an autographed picture. And every time that I'm on a radio or television and people ask me, journalists ask me, who is the one person that influenced you the most in your life and in your career, I always say Ed Mitchell. Because without Ed, I wouldn't be who I am today, Doug.
So, Dr. Mitchell, what do you think when you hear that? Did you think?
Well, that's
said
the
that
first
pic-
time I've heard Uri say that. And we did enjoy working with him. And, of course, he did come to Stanford Research Institute where we did all sorts of tests on him and proved that his talents were great. And as a matter of fact, I still have a few bent spoons in my safe, not bent by Uri, because they're bent by children who watched Uri on television. And mama's called me and said, oh, what's happened to my Johnny? They watched Uri on television, and now they're bending spoons. And now when I went to home taking spoons and sat down with little Johnny on their sofa and let him show me. And he emulated what Uri had done, and which shows that we can all do that. We do have that latent talent in there somewhere.
What a wonderful conversation. Thank you, gentlemen. Dr. Edgar Mitchell's book, Earthrise, My Adventures as an Apollo 14 Astronaut, available at all the bookstores and at Amazon.com. And Uri Geller, of course, important part of our program in my life. Thanks to you for being here as well. And good day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with Staples.com/copy and print for details.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602. Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We'll be right back. Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The hour now on the Tuesday Doug Stephan Good Day program. April the 22nd is upon us, and this is in-depth. Usually pick two or three stories that are in the news that people are talking about that are, in essence, things that need a little bit more attention. The stories that affect all of us, men, women, families. I'm not sure I actually understand how to put this story, the continuing saga of what's going on in the Ukraine. I don't know, other than conversation. I bet that you've had conversation with other members of your family, maybe almost continually. The story of the plane, the story of what's going on in the Ukraine, they seem to have been part of our lore here for, what, well over a month, maybe more than that, maybe it was 2 months. And even though it's distressing to get away from what's going on in America and what really affects us, more and more people think this may affect us. I don't happen to be one of them, but I do certainly go along with the understanding that we need to give you something to think about. And so one of the many things to think about today as you're going about your business, remember today is Earth Day, that sort of thing, a lot of conversation about that. But for now, let's just spend our time talking about the agreement to avert wider conflict in Ukraine. Already faltering, it was something that was agreed to, I think, late last week. The pro-Moscow separatist gunmen showing no sign of surrendering the government buildings that they have been in for the last couple of weeks. U.S. and European officials say that they will hold Moscow responsible. What does that mean? And impose new economic sanctions if the separatists do not clear out of government buildings that they have. This is a whole swath of eastern Ukraine, actually, that has been a problem for the last couple of weeks. Vice President Joe Biden went to Kiev yesterday, announcing a package of technical assistance, likely to be more important as a symbol of support than for any specific promises. Quote, he will call for urgent implementation of the agreement reached in Geneva last week, while also making clear there will be mounting costs for Russia if they choose to destabilize rather than construct, work, put things together in the days ahead. Russia, Ukraine, European Union, U.S. signed off on an agreement in Geneva, it was last Thursday, which is designed to lower tension here. This is without doubt, the worst confrontation between Russia and the West since the Cold War. The agreement calls for occupied buildings to be vacated under the auspices of envoys from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. But no sooner had the accord been signed than both sides accused the other of breaking it, while the pro-Moscow rebels disavowed the pledge to withdraw from occupied buildings, saying they had no party to it. One of the mediators held his first meeting with the leader of separatists in one of these towns where the rebels have turned a heavily fortified building into their own little corner of the world. So, remember, one of these guys proclaimed himself the people's mayor of the town, right? He's a Russian, and his name, oh man, you want me to try this? Vakishlav Ponomarev. It's not even close to right. Anyway, he later told the news conference, "We did not negotiate. We're not interested in their positions. What happened here is about us, not about them," referring to all the people. And, you know, you got to think in the background, okay, who's egging this guy on? Okay, so there are some people that are being held in some of these towns. There was a woman who was serving in as the mayor in one of these towns till the uprising, and nobody even knows what happened to her. There are rumors that she was killed by these separatists. In other signs, the Geneva Accord was far from being implemented. Activists in one of the other communities brought up trucks laden with sand, filling sandbags to reinforce the barricades. Local media showed masked gunmen taking over the office of a security service in the town, leading away a civilian unidentified. There have been police chiefs and mayors and people that have been routed out of these towns. And again, who knows what has happened to them? One of the, obviously we're translating all of this stuff from the native. One of the separatists said, "Who should surrender weapons first? Let's see. The right sector disarms first. Let them make the first step and we will follow," said one of the separatist militias. "You know, we need dialogue. This is not dialogue. This is a monologue. You're telling us what to do and we're not doing it." And that's basically what's now. So the Russians signed off on this. So why, the question has been asked by many, are the Russians saying to these people who are their supporters to follow the accord, to follow the agreement, to do what's their best interest? Well, who knows what the best interest, who knows what they think their best interest is? Moscow blames the right sector, which is obviously the people on the Ukrainian side, for a shooting on Sunday morning. When, let's see here, three people, I'm looking at three different people killed at a checkpoint manned by armed separatists. Right sector denies involvement. Kiev and Russia say they had nothing to do with it, but these guys say they provoked the violence. Secretary of State Kerry urged his Russian counterpart to help implement the Geneva deal, including publicly calling on separatists to vacate the buildings and their checkpoints. In his account of their telephone conversation, the Russian foreign minister said that he called on Mr. Kerry to influence, or Kerry called on him to influence Kiev. And the other one said, wait a minute, this is the one guy pointing the finger at the other one and vice versa. So they're both saying to each other, you need to go influence your forces, not to let the hotheads provoke a bloody conflict and encourage the people who are separatists to fulfill their obligation. One European diplomat said the deal was a way for Russia and Pukin Putin to buy time and undermine momentum toward tougher sanctions. Talks and compromise are just a part of his tactics. He doesn't believe in them. He doesn't follow them. He has no intention of doing any of the things that have been set forth here. Meanwhile, the separatists released around a dozen Ukrainian soldiers in uniforms during the day yesterday without making clear the circumstances under which they had been held. There were armored vehicles surrounded by a column of Ukrainian paratroopers, and they were in each of these towns were the separatists. So we have the Ukrainians in military uniform, the separatists not in uniform at all. They're more like terrorists than anything else. Pukin Putin announced that Moscow has the right to intervene in its neighbors business in order to protect Russian people, people who speak Russian, Russian natives. Moscow has since massed tens of thousands of troops on the Ukrainian border. Kiev and its Western allies say Russian agents are directing the uprising in the east. Well, of course they are. Duh. And his latest move, likely to be seen by the West as further threat to the post-Cold War order, Putin signed a law on Monday making it easier for Russian speakers across the former Soviet Union to get Russian citizenship. So there's another item to stir the pot, right? So there are the People's Republics of each of these towns. That's basically what's going on. All of them declaring their legitimate secession from Ukraine. You can imagine what a fiasco that must be. And the economy in Ukraine has to be going into the tank. Maybe that's one of the things we'll ask our next guest here as we continue to focus on what's going on in the Ukraine. Professor John Quigley from Ohio State University will give us more insight from the position of international law, some international law mixed into the pudding here. So stand by. Professor Quigley joins us in just a few minutes. This is Doug Steffen on the Good Day program.
It's Sam Adams Summer Ale season.
I love the Summer Ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer.
It really is.
Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Boss beer, pretty awesome, man. Super boss beer.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night 3 or 4 times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9, 800-811-3790, PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
By the way, a portion of the program brought to you by Afrin. Afrin No Drip starts relieving nasal congestion in just seconds. Keeps working for 12 hours. Please use Afrin as directed. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I with now Professor John Quigley, who is Professor Emeritus of International Law at Ohio State. He dealt with the Crimean issue as the USSR fell apart. Worked for the State Department, working through the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe on this issue. He was a research scholar at Moscow State University. So I think that's where I want to start with you, Professor Quigley, your time in Moscow and what impact and imprint living there. I've been in Moscow and I thought it was the dirtiest place I've ever been. Other than that, in terms of I went right after the Cold War was over and there was still a lot of discomfort as far as Americans are concerned and how we felt walking around the city of Moscow. What'd you feel?
It was mixed, I would say. On the one hand, I was attending classes in a building that was near the Kremlin, so I figured that there were probably some missiles in North Dakota that were aimed at my head.
That's probably true.
And at the same time, I got along very well with the people that I was in contact with. A kind of contrast.
Let's talk about Mrs. Merkel and her saying this week Putin wasn't to be trusted. She didn't believe him. She thinks he's lying to her. What do you think of that?
Well, I don't know that the real issue is that of what Mr. Putin is saying and what one believes. I mean, one has to look at what's going on the ground and figure out a solution for it, I think.
So what do you think the solution is?
Well, I think this agreement yesterday is a good start, although I'm not sure exactly where it's going to lead, but it does seem to be relieving the tension immediately, that it's not going to mean any kind of Russian incursion, that sanctions are not going to be ratcheted up. But I think the solution of yesterday, well, at least the partial solution, leaves the Crimea where it stands. That is, there's no mention of Crimea in this missive that was put out by the parties in Geneva. So I think the United States is more or less saying that it's not going to take any action in regard to Crimea. And in the long run, that may not be such a bad thing. I've spent quite a bit of time in Crimea. The people there really were not happy about being in Ukraine. It may be better off for everyone that Crimea be in Russia rather than in Ukraine.
All right. Let's talk for a second as time allows. You're active in international human rights work. What do you make of Jews being targeted in Ukraine?
Well, I've looked at these leaflets. You're referring to the leaflets that have...
Well, I'm referring to their request or demand that they sign up in some way to some list so that they're recognized or they're under some sort of scrutiny, it would appear, like
exactly.
Nazi times.
Right, yeah. This, what you're referring to is some leaflets that were circulated in the Donetsk area in eastern Ukraine yesterday and the day before that said the Jews had to come to an office and pay $50 fee and sign up and indicate what automobiles they owned and what houses they owned, and if they didn't do it, that they would be kind of expelled. Those were put out over the signature of the fellow who was the head of what is called the Donetsk Republic, which is a separatist group. That fellow has said that these are forgeries and that he did not issue them.
So who would be responsible for that?
Well, nobody knows. It looks as if it could be someone who's trying to make those people look bad. But at this point, I think there's no way to know for sure who issued them.
Pretty amazing. That's the most people would find it pretty amazing. But that your point of view on it is pretty instructive as well. Thank you, Professor John Quigley, Professor Emeritus at Ohio State University.
Thank you. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Good day time. 54 past the hour. Joining us now is Tom Kreitler.
Good morning.
From the Money Pit Home. Who asked? Wait a minute. Where does it say in the script?
Speak when spoken to, sir.
You can speak with us. What's the big idea?
Just another day in your grumpy life.
Anyhow.
grumpy.
I never looked upon myself, actually.
Look at Jersey calling you grumpy.
Why am I not surprised? Because nobody's lived after they've said it. I bring them to New Jersey where my friends bump them off.
All right, Tommy McKay is here, and he's going to represent knowledge, wisdom, power. And this is an effortless job on his part because he knows everything there is to know about home improvement because he's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. So questions from some of you that Tom will be able to answer, I'm sure. And if he can't, I will. Next here on the Good Day program.
You'll be in big trouble.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, the Heartbleed bug is one of the most serious threats to online security in recent memory. Worse yet, the bug isn't limited to computers. There's also a chance your Android device is at risk. Google knows about Heartbleed and is working on a software patch, but your device could still be at risk. Luckily, there's a really simple way to check if your Android could be exploited on a malicious website. Head into the Google Play Store and download Heartbleed Detector, a free app from Lookout Mobile. When you first load the app, it will tell you if your device contains the vulnerable version of OpenSSL, which is what Heartbleed targets, as well as whether or not the Heartbeat extension that hosts the coding bug is enabled. If your phone doesn't have the vulnerable version of OpenSSL or the extension isn't enabled, you're fine. If that's not the case, your phone is at risk, and you better be very careful about what you do until your operating system is patched. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it. For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Well, let's see if we can give relief to a lady named Arizona who purchased a home a couple of years ago. I hope it was in Arizona. I had a home inspection done. And now it appears the house, which is 17 years of age, has severe foundation problems. The walls are cracked. Nails are popping out of the drywall. Ooh. And so Is this an inside job? Wonder sometimes whether you were a home inspector before.
Yeah, many years. Became.
Yeah, so there are good ones, bad ones, crooked ones, honest ones. What's the story?
Yeah, and, you know, we don't even know if she's really got a severe foundation problem. I can't tell you how many times I've had that kind of reaction from a homeowner who was reporting these same symptoms, and it really was just normal expansion and contraction of the walls, and perhaps the drywall was not attached well, but a nail pop or a crack in the drywall does not, in and of itself, mean that your foundation's falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
If it's active and ongoing, if it's repetitive, perhaps there could be some underlying issues. But I would not panic initially in Arizona. What I would do is a couple of things. First of all, I would ask the original home inspector to come back and have another look just to get his or her 2 cents on it. Secondly, if you really want to get into the structural condition of your home, hire a structural engineer to do a review of the property.
Expensive
now,
is that?
It's going to cost you, well, it's probably going to cost you $300 to $500 just for the inspection. But it might be the peace of mind that you need. Now, in terms of repairing those cracks, a couple of tricks of the trade so that you could repair them and they won't come back, because a lot of people don't know how to do this, Doug. If you've got a nail pop, that means the nail is working its way out of the wall. What you want to do is put another nail next to it and overlap the heads. So when you nail it in, you're kind of into some fresh wood, so to speak, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, secondly, the cracks, if the cracks are forming, it usually needs to be not just spackled, but it has to be taped and spackled. And the best way to do that is with this fiberglass mesh tape. Have you seen this stuff?
Yeah, I have some.
Really? It's a little tacky, a little sticky, and you cut it to length.
Belongs on this program, then, if it's a little tacky.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, a little tacky, right? You lay it on the crack, and then you spackle over it. And because it's a mesh, you don't have to worry about, like, air bubbles under the paper tape and that sort of thing. It's very easy for a do-it-yourselfer to use, and that will stop the crack from moving again.
Tom, what is your recourse if you have a house that's built with issues going back to the builder? Like, I know that one development I lived in, we had some plumbing issues, and the whole community went back to the builder, and they were forced to replace it, and this was 10 years after.
I think timing is everything, Rich. A lot of the builders today start corporations to build, you know, if it's 100 houses, they have 10 corporations with 10 houses each, and then they fold each one and move.
Yep, they all go bankrupt.
If the builder is still active, and if he's a real good member of the community, and he's trying to build a reputation for himself, you know, that can happen. I remember years ago, my parents bought a house in Florida, and I did the inspection on that house for them, and I found that there was no ground faults outlets in the bathrooms, and this builder ended up doing the entire development based on that. Finding, painting those outlets.
Well, you must have been popular.
yeah. With the homeowners, not with the builder.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I wanted to get into another scam, but we don't have time. Tom Kreitler, no scam there. Check out themoneypit.com for their weekend radio program, 59 after the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.